Santa Rosa.
Smoothing off the rough edges of your Thursday night, keeping you toasty warm on a winter night. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I appreciate the fact that you let me be a part of your evening. If you found us for the very first time tonight, welcome aboard. If you're an old friend, welcome back.
Delilah. I wanna follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control. 'Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when crazy, you take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Minds, we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. 'Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled.
Anne, how are you?
Anne, I'm wonderful. How are you is the question.
Fantastic.
I hear you got some good news to share with us.
Yes, I found out 2 days ago that I'm pregnant.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're really excited about it. It was an unexpected thing. We had planned on it or anything like that, but we're both really happy.
And what's Daddy's name?
Cameron.
Why are you giggling?
Because, I'm kind of nervous because I haven't really told, like, anyone super important yet, because that's why I had to call and talk to you.
I get to hear before your mom does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. So did you do the at-home or did you go to the doctor?
I did the at-home and I have a doctor's appointment next week.
And how old are you, Anne?
28.
Oh, so you're plenty grown up enough to handle this.
I'd like to think so.
When somebody says we haven't really planned this and then they say, well, I'm 16, it's like, oh, you got a tough road ahead. But you are very excited.
Very. Yeah, I'm kind of scared, but yeah.
And you can't stop grinning.
No. And it's hard to, you know, to walk around and not tell people.
I know, because you want to just say, guess what?
Yep. And, you know, it's like I want to tell everybody because I just know that everything's going to be awesome. But, you know, there are so many people who tell you, don't tell anyone until 3 months. And I'm like, but I want to tell the world.
So congratulations, Anne and Cameron and little son or daughter or twins or triplets.
Thank you.
Killing me softly with his song, killing
Heart tonight? Is it a family member, a friend? Maybe somebody you know is going through tough times right now and you really don't know what to say. I like to fix things and I like to encourage, but sometimes my encouragement comes across sounding like a trite slogan that you would see on a wood plaque at a gift shop instead of something heartfelt. So sometimes the best thing that I can do is to just listen. To just listen and love and try to be there and say, I know things are not going to be better overnight, but I promise they will get better. Sometimes that's all you can do. If you're going through a tough time right now, maybe the last thing you want to hear is God is going to bring you through this and make you a stronger person on the other side. It's true, but hearing that doesn't help when you're not on the other side yet sometimes. Sometimes hearing that only feels like you are unjustly or unfairly being put through stuff for what? So I'm not going to say that if you're going through a really difficult time. I am going to say that tomorrow is another day. And though things may not be perfect, things might not be fixed, things might not be right away,
day by day, little bit by little bit, baby steps, it will get better. You're listening to Delilah. Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
This edict identifies Jesus of Nazareth as a heretic and a blasphemer.
This season on The Chosen.
There are those for whom this will set off a series of events. My followers won't understand.
Lazarus, come out!
I guess you're not holding back anymore.
I can't. I'm out of time.
See season 4 of The Chosen in theaters on February 1st, starting with episodes 1, 2, and 3. Get your tickets now at thechosenriseup.com.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for usage is 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. What's your name? Let me talk to you, let me buy you a drink.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went
black criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest-growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
If you have a friend that's moved out of the country, or a loved one in the armed forces who's missing home right now, you can let them know that they can listen to KZST live on the internet right now. It's as easy as clicking on kzst.com. Being away from home just got a little bit easier. Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Delilah, I'd like to make a request for my girlfriend. We've been fighting constantly for the past 6 to 7 months. A lot of it's been my fault, and I haven't been supportive or open-minded A lot of problems. I'm stubborn. I'm not just, I don't close my mouth and open my ears enough. And I like to tell her I love her. And I miss her. We're not talking right now. She's going through a rough time, and I haven't been there for her. And I like to tell her that. And I love her, I care about her, and I miss her.
Frank, you just said a whole mouthful. You said that you open your mouth and not your ears too much. You said that you haven't been there for her emotionally. You haven't painted yourself as a very supportive, loving guy.
I know. I got to work on that, but I need her to know that I'm gonna.
So what are you going to do to change? What steps are you going to take to affect change?
I've got to communicate and not close myself up to problems and to us.
Right, but obviously you don't know how to do that or you would have been doing it. I'm asking you, what steps are you going to take? Are you going to go to counseling? Are you going to get books? Are you going to invest in some videos? What are you going to do to learn how to effectively communicate and effectively be emotionally present in this relationship?
Probably going to have to do some counseling or something, either together or maybe by myself at first and then involve her.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, man, it's a good thing you're learning this stuff now, young man.
Because
you know what? I get calls from men who are twice your age who are crying buckets of tears saying that their marriage is falling apart for the very reasons you just said. And the fact that you're willing to learn this stuff now, that shows me that you've got a lot of wisdom for such a young man.
Thank you very much, Delilah.
You hang in there and I'll play a good song for you.
Make it special?
I will do that.
Oh, strangled smile fell from your face. Oh, it kills me that I hurt you this way. The worst part is that I didn't even know. Now there's a million reasons for you to go. But if you can find a reason to stay, I'll do whatever it takes to turn. To turn this around, I know what's at stake.